Hello, caring viewers. On this edition of Golden Age Technology, we'd like to introduce advances that can help people remain independent as they age, as well as to improve the care and the quality of life for older adults. Such innovations are being called elder tech. Some of the elderly take a variety of medications to treat the multiple conditions they have. So let us start our exploration of elder tech with smart medicine dispensers and reminder systems. As we age and begin to forget things more often, medication errors may become a real possibility. This is where smart medicine dispenser system comes in handy. One product has been developed by Aurora Healthcare of Wisconsin, USA. It can be programmed to keep track of what medicines it holds and when they should be taken. It features a voice announcement reminding one to take the medicine at certain times of the day. It can also flash to convey the same message. If the user misses taking their pills, the device can inform a caregiver to follow up. Speaking of forgetting to take a pill, technologies that help people with memory difficulties are being developed. For example, an American computer chip manufacturer, Intel, is working on designing home phones that can assist with recollecting details. The phone uses caller identification to display a photo of the person calling, the relationship of the caller, and some notes about the last phone conversation to jog the user's memory. To keep mature minds active and engaged, and to not lose key mental faculties such as memory, computer games are being employed as well. Such games monitor the player's cognition and recall over time. A solitaire-like card game developed by the Oregon Health and Science University, USA, does just this. The game can be used to tell if the player's skills are declining, perhaps due to medications that are affecting cognitive functions. The cause can also be early dementia, where the loss of intellectual abilities, such as remembering and reasoning, interferes with everyday functioning. Detecting issues early on allows healthcare professionals to take quicker action to aid the individual. One man who has worked with the computer game industry is also applying his talents to aid senior drivers. Professor Ryuta Kawashima of Tohoku University, Japan, who helped develop Nintendo's popular brain-aged games, is working with the car manufacturer Toyota. The goal is to create automobiles that will help assure that all the drivers are safe on the road. One approach is to have the car take measurements of the driver's emotional state and brain activity. These data can then be used to aid the person at the wheel. Another possibility is a system that takes note of how the vehicle operator is driving and, based on that, decide whether there is an issue to take action upon. For example, the car could slow itself down if the driver was pressing on the gas pedal without reason. Mechanisms that could be utilized to facilitate driving include a navigation system or changing the climate settings inside the vehicle to make the driver more aware and alert. Back in the home, we typically do not think of television as an assistive tool for taking care of our loved ones. However, interactive TV actually can be of real use in this area. The medical division of Royal Philips Electronics from the Netherlands offers the Motiva Channel, a television-based solution delivered via broadband internet that acts as a virtual health coach for those living at home with a chronic condition. Services include reminders from the channel to take medication or to look into certain information before the next doctor's appointment. Users can take their vital signs and get feedback on the measurements through the system. The service can help caregivers or healthcare providers assess whether the elder one is following treatment plans. This is achieved by having the system ask the user pertinent questions. On-demand videos regarding the person's specific illness and motivational messages to eat right and follow other healthy behaviors are also part of the solution. We'll be right back. We'll be back soon with more exciting elder tech innovations designed to improve the quality of life for those of advanced years. You are watching Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. Our program today features elder tech, technologies that are being developed to help people remain independent as they age and to give peace of mind to friends and family who look after those who are aging. Safety in the home is important for the elderly, and falls are always a potential area of concern. In the United States, 10% of emergency room visits and 6% of all hospitalizations are due to falls by those aged 65 or above. What are possible solutions that the world of technology can offer? The Medical Automation Research Center at the University of Virginia, USA, has created a fiber optic sensor that gathers data from floor vibrations to assess how the person being monitored is walking. The system can recognize changes in gait, such as limping or shuffling, which are warning signs of a potential fall. The technology can then alert an appropriate person to take action. It should also be noted that the innovative research team at the university has also designed a bed that monitors breathing rate and pulse. It brings any irregularities to a caregiver's attention if there have been any significant changes. There are other unique ways to address the danger of falling by the elderly. The Biomedical Engineering Department at Boston University, USA, has created an electronic device that resides in the insole of shoes. This innovation helps people from losing balance in the first place by sending small vibrations to the bottom of the user's feet. The vibrations give a tickling sensation to the neurons in the soles of the feet to make them more sensitive to the signals they're supposed to detect. A slightly different approach, but also using insoles, is called iShoe. This insole device can be put inside any shoe and acts like a recorder that analyzes how a person is walking over time. Specifically, there are ways pressure is put on certain parts of the foot when one has a normal balance when walking, and a different pattern of pressure when there is an imbalance while walking. The data gathered by iShoe can then be analyzed and allow a doctor to determine whether the wearer is becoming more susceptible to falls or not. iShoe can also send out an alert to the appropriate caregiver if the user does actually fall. The idea for the insole stemmed from research by the US National Aeronautics Space Administration, NASA, on how to help astronauts regain proper balance after extended flights in zero gravity. The relatives and friends of the elderly cannot always be around to check upon their loved ones' well-being. One solution is the eNeighbor system developed by HealthSense, a Minnesota, USA-based company. HealthSense employs electronics used in home security systems, namely wireless sensors, to detect unusual activity in the residence of the person being monitored. For example, if the shower is continuously on for very long periods, or the refrigerator is not open for meals, the system contacts the user to see if there are any issues. Of course, if the person does not respond, eNeighbor can call or send an email alert to someone else, such as a caregiver, a family member, or a healthcare professional. To prevent an accident at home, smart appliances can be incorporated for safety. For example, a stove or a faucet can turn itself off when not in actual use by detecting movements, or the lack thereof, by the elder one. Now, let us return to the topic of dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. It is a neurological disease, characterized by a loss of mental ability, severe enough to interfere with normal activities of daily living. It appears most often in those advanced in years. The Alzheimer's Association in the United States indicates that, statistically, 60% of those with dementia will go missing at least one time. Why people may suddenly disappear can range from their forgetting where they are going to reasons that are unknown even to the ones with this condition. The association also says that these disappearances can be very dangerous because if a person is not located within 24 hours, experience shows there's a 50% chance of some sort of harm befalling the loved one as he or she is not in a normal mental state. Responding to this issue, MFinders, a company in Texas, USA, is developing a tracking system to quickly locate those with dementia should they become lost. Their service is expected to be available in early 2009. It consists of radio transmitters disguised as tamper-proof bracelets or watch bands that, when remotely activated, will notify emergency personnel. The transmitters use existing cellular networks to immediately find the elder ones and get help to them quickly. Tests have shown that one wearing the device can be tracked to within approximately 5 meters of their actual position in about 10 seconds. A slightly different approach is being developed by Tunstall, a company based in the United Kingdom. Tunstall is currently testing technology that makes walking safer for the elderly. Essentially, the design is such that the user can walk around a preset area, but should he or she go outside a preset safe zone, the monitoring center is informed. The center then tracks the location of the person and alerts the caregiver to ensure proper action is taken. This can help assure that the loved one does not go missing. The user wears a device for tracking on his or her wrist that looks like a digital watch. Tunstall also offers other solutions to improve the safety of the elderly in their residences. Tunstall's telecare system consists of sensors placed around the home, which automatically raise an alert to the company's 24-hour monitoring center. If the system detects a possible problem, such as smoke, gas, flood, fire, or a fall in the home, the alarm can be set to take an account of the individual's circumstances and habits. With movement detectors and door contacts, the sensor can be set to only give a warning to the company during nighttime hours, or to advise the monitoring center if a person has left his or her dwelling for longer than the usual length of time, or at an unusual time of day. These are just a few of the many smart ideas that have been or are currently being developed to help us take better care of our respected elders. May ElderTech help all of those in their advanced years to age gracefully with full dignity and independence. Thank you for watching today's episode of Golden Age Technology. Please stay tuned for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. We'll see you next time.